Amy Jones has health insurance that's supposed to cover her son, who's bipolar, and yet she finds coverage and care lacking, especially preventative care. She describes trying to head off an episode that turned into a crisis.
Had he been treated then, it would have been such a shorter period of treatment, but instead it was 10 days before we got him help, and by that time he had completely gone off the rails.
And if it's not a wait, it's an issue of being forced to go out of network to get the care that her son needs. It's added up to a lot of out-of-pocket money.
We have spent almost $200,000.
Mental Health Colorado says Amy's story is just one example of what happens when insurance companies violate state and federal laws mandating parity for mental health care. In other words, coverage should be equal to what you get for any physical ailment. But Mental Health Colorado President and CEO Andrew Romanoff says a new study is showing that's just not happening in Colorado.
People are having to go out of network 7 times as much for mental health care as for physical care. The overall numbers suggest mental health providers are making 40% less. I'm sure there are some good actors and bad actors, but the whole system is not working well enough for enough people.
And right now, Romanoff claims the insurance companies are getting away with it.
What happens to an insurance company that violates the law? And to date, very little or nothing has happened because these violations have not been detected and the law has not been adequately enforced.
So now, Mental Health Colorado is offering a link on its website to the state insurance division. It's calling on patients and loved ones to file complaints and tell their stories. Until there's some level of enforcement, Romanoff says he'll likely hear more stories like this one from the parents of a daughter struggling with mental health issues.
We were saving for retirement, but now we're going to spend all the money we were saving on our daughter's treatment instead. We can't afford to retire.
As for Amy Jones and her bipolar son, she says society needs to embrace parity for mental health care.
We've got to start paying attention to and treating our brains the same as we are treating our bodies.
Jerry Bell, KOA News Radio, Close Up.